Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we have a really unusual set of sources in front of us.
Yeah, definitely not the usual white papers or, you know, academic journals.
No, we're actually diving into a children's story today. It's called Maple and the Moonlight Mirror.
And our mission, well, it's classic deep dive, isn't it? Rapid intellectual extraction.
Exactly.
We're following this fictional detective, Maple, to pull out a really fundamental piece of astronomical knowledge.
Yeah, how the moon shines, how it gets that glow.
Right.
And Maple, our detective, she usually deals with, you know, smaller stuff, lost socks in the laundry.
A classic sock mystery.
Or who keeps stealing my last gummy bear, that kind of thing. Please. Always in bright purple pajamas, apparently, with her magnifying glass, Detective Blinky.
Love the name. So it's quite whimsical, but we're looking for that serious scientific nugget hidden inside.
And she stumbles onto her biggest case yet. A mirror in her closet.
Okay.
But it doesn't show her reflection. It shows the moon. And the moon, according to the source, is visibly upset, crying moon tears even.
Moon tears. So the stakes get very high, very fast. We go from gummy bears to, well, cosmic despair.
A full-blown cosmic crisis right there in the bedroom closet.
Incredible setup.
So let's get into that conflict. The moon is really down, complaining.
What's it saying?
Things like, I'm losing my glow, and this one's kind of sad. The stars won't play tag with me anymore.
Okay, so the author is really leaning into the drama and using that loss of sparkle to highlight a pretty common misunderstanding about the moon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It sets up the problem perfectly.
And Maple, she jumps right in.
Oh, yeah, with a big whoosh straight through the mirror.
And where does she land?
On the moon, naturally. Which is described as being suspiciously like marshmallows.
Marshmallows, okay.
Yeah.
A soft landing, at least.
Hopefully. And then we meet the supporting cast. They kind of emphasize how serious this is.
Who do we have?
There's Carl, a nervous comet. Twinkle, who is apparently a singing telescope.
A singing telescope.
Okay. And a group of very dramatic stars who are refusing to twinkle. Like, on strike.
A twinkle strike. This story has everything.
It really does. And the moon explains its problem, its big misunderstanding. It blames Earth kids.
Earth kids? Why?
It says, and I quote, I'm dull because Earth kids forgot how moonlight works. And then the real kicker, nobody knows how I shine.
Ah, there it is. That's the core scientific misconception the narrative is built around.
Exactly.
The idea that the moon is, you know, supposed to generate its own light, like a dimmer sun, maybe. And it thinks it's failing somehow.
Right. It thinks the light source is internal and it's just broken.
Which is just brilliant framing. It makes the eventual reveal, the simple scientific truth, so much more impactful.
Definitely sets the stage. Maple's got a bigger mystery than missing gummy bears now. She needs to figure out orbital mechanics.
Well, sort of. The basics, anyway.
Yeah.
The story keeps it pretty accessible.
Okay, so let's move from the marshmallow moon setup to the actual solution. The science part.
The big reveal.
Maple has this moment. She remembers something from science class. This is the key bit we're extracting.
The fundamental fact.
She just blurts it out. The moon doesn't make its own light. It reflects the light of the sun. Boom.
Simple. Elegant. And completely changes the moon's perspective, presumably.
Well, yeah, but first it gets validated. Twinkle, the singing telescope.
Our musical expert.
Sings a super high note, like, she's right. Confirms the fact for everyone there.
Okay, so the science is solid. Even according to the singing telescope.
But the moon, bless his marshmallow heart, as you said, is still a bit confused.
Understandable, maybe. What's the issue?
It asks a pretty reasonable follow-up, actually, about the geometry. It says, then, if the sun is down there and I'm up here, how do I reflect it?
Ah, okay. It's picturing the sun being down from Earth's perspective at night. Fair point of confusion.
Yeah, it's struggling with the whole, you know, space arrangement.
And this is where the story has to explain that spatial relationship a bit, right? The Earth-Moon-Sun system is always in motion. So even if the sun is below your horizon on Earth, the moon, way up in its orbit, is usually still catching those rays. Day or night for us, the sun's light is still hitting the moon most of the time.
And Maple comes up with the perfect way to explain it. an analogy.
What does she say?
She grins and says the moon is like a giant space mirror.
A giant space mirror. I like that. Very visual.
Yeah, she says it doesn't make light. It just bounces the sunlight back to us like a glowing flashlight.
Okay, the giant space mirror metaphor is strong. It conveys the idea instantly scale function. But if we're doing a deep dive, is the moon actually like a mirror?
Good question. Because when you think mirror, you think smooth, shiny.
Exactly. Like the spoon Maple uses later for a demo. But the moon isn't smooth or shiny at all, is it?
No, it's covered in dust, craters, dark, solidified lava flows. It's pretty rough terrain.
Right. And this brings us to a key scientific concept for you, the listener, albedo.
Albedo. Okay, what's that?
It's just a measure of how much light a surface reflects. A perfect mirror would have an albedo of 1, meaning it reflects 100% of the light.
And the moon?
The moon's average albedo is only about 0.12.
12%. That's it.
Yep. It's actually really dark, about the same reflectivity as, like, old asphalt pavement.
Wow. So it's dark and dusty, but when we look up, especially a full moon, it looks incredibly bright. How does that work?
That's the sheer power of the sun's light and the vastness of space. Mm-hmm. Even reflecting just 12% of the immense amount of sunlight hitting it is enough.
Enough to light up our night sky.
Exactly. That reflected sunlight travels all the way back to Earth and, well, it totally outshines everything else up there besides the sun itself. So the mirror analogy is great for the basic idea, but the reality is maybe even cooler.
That a dark, dusty rock can look so luminous just by borrowing light.
Precisely.
And the story shows this understanding has immediate effects, right?
Oh, yeah. Instant positive feedback. The mirror lights up again. The stars and their twinkle strike and start dancing.
In Carl the Nervous Comet.
Hiccups glitter. Naturally.
Naturally. And Maple heads back home, mission accomplished, with stardust in her hair.
So if we just pull back and summarize this whole science section.
Yeah.
The key takeaway is simply that the moonlight we see isn't generated by the moon.
Right.
It's sunlight reflected off the moon's surface, an imperfect dark surface. But one that's big enough and positioned just right to bounce a whole lot of that solar energy back towards us.
Physics and geometry, basically.
Pretty much. Simple but profound.
Okay, so we got the science down, the how, but the story doesn't stop there, does it? It goes into application and maybe some deeper meaning.
Yeah, this source is great because it connects the dots. It gives you something practical first.
Right, the demonstration.
Yeah.
Maple tells the reader, tells you, to try it. Grab a flashlight. Grab a shiny spoon,
yeah.
Point the light at the back of the spoon, and watch how it bounces off, makes a bright spot somewhere else. She says, that's just like how the moon glows at night.
That's brilliant. It takes this huge cosmic thing and grounds it in something you can do right there in your kitchen. It makes the knowledge really stick.
For sure. But then, like you said, there's a shift. The author pivots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From astrophysics to, well, something more philosophical.
Yeah.
Using the moon situation as a metaphor.
A metaphor for what?
For human connection, support, how we see ourselves and others.
Okay, how so?
The story draws this direct parallel. The moon shines brightly, but only through reflection. And the lesson derived from that is stated pretty clearly.
What's the lesson?
It says, when someone forgets how bright they are, remind them they still shine, even if it's by reflecting someone else's light.
Wow. Okay, let's unpack that for a second. That's interesting.
It really is.
Because we live in a culture that puts a huge emphasis on, you know, being original, generating your own light, making your own mark.
Right. Be the sun, not the moon, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. But this story is saying there's immense value, maybe even a kind of power in reflection, mm-hmm. in being able to absorb and transmit light or knowledge or maybe kindness. That comes from elsewhere.
Absolutely. Think about the moon. It's arguably the most significant object in the night sky for us, right? Ever the stars, maybe even before for some people.
Definitely.
And its entire impact, its entire perceived power comes from its ability to transmit light it receives. It's not trying to be a star. Its brilliance lies in its position and its capacity to reflect what's given to it.
So it reframes what strength or importance means. It's not just about being the source. It can also be about being a really good conduit.
Exactly. A conduit, a mirror, a reflector. And notice how it ties back to the science part, too.
How do you mean?
The moon wasn't actually failing or broken. It just forgot how it worked. It forgot the source of its light.
Right.
Remembering that basic fact, the difference between generating and reflecting was enough to restore its confidence, fix the problem, end the star strike.
So the foundational knowledge wasn't just science trivia, it was key to its, well, self-perception in the story.
Precisely. It shows how understanding simple scientific truths about the world can sometimes give us powerful tools for, you know, self-reflection too.
Okay, so we followed Maple in her purple PJs.
And Detective Blinky.
And Detective Blinky into this closet mirror onto a marshmallow moon.
Dealt with crying celestial bodies and striking stars.
And we came out with a solid grasp of lunar illumination, the Earth-Moon-Sun geometry, even learned a new word, albedo.
Hmm.
And on top of all that, a pretty profound thought about the value of reflection, both literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, the moon's light, that powerful glow we see, it's all borrowed. It comes entirely from its ability to capture and redirect sunlight. It really is the ultimate space mirror, just perfectly placed.
Which brings us to our final thought, something for you to chew on. The moon's job, in the sense, is perfect reflection. We often value generating light, new ideas, original work, but maybe consider this. Is it actually harder to create something entirely new, your own light?
Oh.
Or is the more challenging, maybe even more essential task sometimes to perfectly capture, understand, and then transmit the light, the knowledge, the truth, the compassion that's already out there given to you?
It definitely makes you appreciate that beautiful moonlight differently, doesn't it? Knowing it's all about position, reflection, not internal struggle.
It does. And on that note, the story leaves us with Maple waving goodnight to the moon every evening.
And the moon.
The moon, knowing where its light comes from now, always winks back, perfectly reflected in her little moonlight mirror.
A lovely image to end on.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.